quickly riding on the big boy now. You can hear the sound. We're with Ed Dickens, manager of Heritage Equipment, and that's what we call this. Ed, tell us what we're riding in right now as we come into Granger.
Well, you've, for the last 30 miles, you've been enjoying the once-in-a-lifetime experience with the 1941 Big Boy. We acquired this locomotive in 2013, brought it back to Cheyenne, Wyoming in 2014, and behind the scenes, we're working on other locomotives and the shop itself, and we started a complete disassembly and restoration process in late 2017. We completed it just in time for the 150th anniversary of the driving of the Golden Spike in Promontory, Utah. Actually, the event itself was held in Ogden, but it took us 2.5 years to completely disassemble this locomotive. I know you've been looking at the backhead. That's what we call this area here. For those that don't have the benefit of a picture, it's a completely restored original locomotive. So the layout of the valves, with the exception of all the coal burning apparatus, we did convert it to burn oil, of course.
Okay.
Very simplified. But this is just the way it used to be back in 1941 when the big boys were first placed in service.
Now, you've been on a lengthy trip, traveling Idaho, Utah, and Wyoming now as we pull into Granger. The reaction to these communities as you come in, the people waiting to see.
The best way to put it, they love the big boy. It is a tremendous ambassador for the Union Pacific. The rail fans, the train enthusiasts, we know that they're into this.
There's the actual sound.
Yep. They like the story of the big boy. You know, this steam locomotive captures your imagination. It's an animated machine. It makes its power in a way that you can see. And you can also feel the locomotive. You can feel that whistle thundering in your chest. You can feel the counterweight, just the movement of this locomotive surging, producing its power. You know, this is the way it was done before diesel electric technology replaced the steam locomotive in 1959. But people love this big boy. They like the story of how it got its name. We write that in chalk on the front of the locomotive. That we have a lot of comments on social media. When we don't have those words up there, they wonder where they're at, when we're going to put them up there. So they're just fascinated by the size of this. You look at it, it's significantly longer than a standard locomotive, and it weighs as much as three of our conventional locomotives, produces 7,000 horsepower, weighs 610 tons, 17 feet tall, and we are sitting 11 feet above the ground right now as we're rolling along at 40 miles an hour.
Beautiful sight. You're going to wrap it all up where and when?
This trip will conclude in just a few days back in Cheyenne, Wyoming, where we'll be off for a month to do all the necessary maintenance, the same maintenance they would have done back in the 1940s, 1950s. And then we're going to embark upon a 57-day, 4,000-mile tour. So we'll be done with this tour in just a few days, wrapping up 2,600, almost 2,700 miles, traveling all the way out to Roseville, California, via the Feather River Canyon.
What is good for us to know about the big boy, this trip, anything in general as we close out?
Well, we always talk about the uniting of the nation, the driving of the Golden Spike, the heritage of our country. Union Pacific, for all intents and purposes, established by the signing of the Pacific Railway Act by Abraham Lincoln in 1862. These big locomotives and all of the technology that they represent, all the hard work, that what it used to be like. Today we're a different people. We're softer with our air conditioning and our iPhones and our fancy self-driving automobiles. But this technology here, this is the way it used to be. If people are interested in finding more, they can go to our website, upsteam.com, and if they are a member of Facebook, they can look us up at Union Pacific Steam Club. They can share their pictures and videos, learn about what we do, why we do it, where we're going. We've got a GPS tracking system that's tracking the train right now, and it gives the people a sense of when they can see this great locomotive. Much of what we see when we encounter the public is word of mouth. This locomotive creates a groundswell of enthusiasm as it's traveling. We will communicate for quite some time in advance of the trip But it's only when we start operating the locomotive, that's when all the media inquiries come piling in at us.
Because people see it. Yes. Ted Dick in charge of the Heritage Program with Union Pacific.